B-Pod Studios.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At the high slot, Pastrnak gets it back. Sends Hall over the line left side into the far circle. Shoots, he scores! His first as a Bruin. He flies up the ice, finds a seam, and makes it 3-1 Bruins.
Fournette for Grant Williams on the right side. Peyton Pritchard comes to get it. This bench group struggled a little bit. Jalen out there with him. Jalen catch and shoot. Right side three is good. He knew it the second it left his fingertips. He is just having one of those nights you always remember where the basket looks so huge. He's got 34 on 14 of 16 shooting, and the Celtics have their largest lead now up by 15.
Line shot. Fair ball down the line. Arroyo is in to score. Trouble with it in the corner. Renfro is in to score.
What an at-bat. What an at-bat by Verdugo. Lefty against lefty. He fouled off some tough pitches. He took some tough pitches. He was able to hold up off some tough pitches. Unbelievable. Oh, has he put together a couple of games?
Dan Roach, the final question.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, Dan. How about you?
No complaints. No complaints.
That's good. We don't want to hear him anyway, so.
Break up the five villains.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we got Jake DeBrus scheduled to join us in a half an hour. But Rich, I was listening to Felger and Maz yesterday. I was with my daughter, and something came up. They were informed that during Bill Belichick's 10-minute press conference, not only did he have good tidings to give to Dan Roach.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? Hey.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? Good, Roachy. There was also a mystery.
One that needs to be solved here on the Toucher and Rich Show.
Yes. And
a judgment, does it need to be made?
And you could tell that Felger and Maz, they didn't know what to do, because do you rule... Oh, yeah. By the way, the Zakim Bridge is an entire mess because it's snowing.
I just saw that. I'm like, oh, come
it's
on.
Chaos. Well, it's chaos. It's chaos. People have completely forgotten how to drive in this stuff.
Well, I don't blame anyone. If you get in an accident today, it's not your fault. The insurance should pay for everything, and they shouldn't raise your deductible.
It's been so long since we've had so many people on the road, and then you toss weather into this.
It's not right. It's not right, but whatever. Everyone gets mad when I dump on this stupid town, but if the pilgrims were not complete idiots, they would have gone south. Anyway, so, what a bunch of... I mean, if you would... And I can call people idiots because we do fart court. I mean, only the great
good
minds can
by
do fart
you.
Court.
Yeah. So you're telling lower court...
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday,
but they were very reverential. They did many times say that it would ultimately be up to us to decide if it was a fart. But from what I could tell, it was a split decision. It was a 2-1 majority.
So I have not heard this.
Jimmy Stewart did not rule on this. It was Jim Murray and Felger both were thumbs up, and Maserati was thumbs down. Spoils sport.
So we're going to find out whether a squeaker came out of Bill Belichick's.
I thought he was going to say a squeaker out of the Bill Bella sphincter.
I'm never quite sure how Rich is going to wrap things up, you know?
I don't know if he had a chance to write anything.
I don't know which
anything.
Way he's going.
I don't know if he had a chance
That's
to write
why,
anything.
That one was free, right off the dome. Oh, okay. Come on.
Yeah, he's freestyling right now. Okay. All right, so anyway, so Bill Belichick is in this press conference, and apparently messages started flooding into Jim. I did not get any messages about this yesterday, which is very rare for a
okay.
fart.
I need to hear this. I need to hear this. We shall okay. judge. Is this indeed a Bill Belichick fart?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, well, Julian's been one of the players that's probably come you know, come further than most every other player that I've coached. And, you know, his development from a quarterback in college.
Well, that sounds like a Bill Belichick fart in that it's sad. It's the Ziggy of farts. It's just Ziggy in the rain of farts.
It's like the sad horn. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, it's just down in the dumps fart. All right, like, here, I'm not playing the whole clip. Here it is.
You know, his development from a quarterback in college.
Okay, is that his voice?
Yeah, that's close. Here's how I know that that's a Bill Belichick fart, because it's great in all three phases of being a fart. It was loud, you know. It was juicy, and it had a nice after rumble.
All three phases. That bravo, sir.
It
is an old man fart, if it is indeed a fart.
You know, his development from
I mean, look, that's a...
He might try to cover it with his mouth at first, and then...
So it said, short, sad, to the point, the ultimate Bill Belichick fart. You think it's because, you know what I believe it is, Fred? People are saying that he was uncharacteristically cheerful.
Well, yeah, because he realized no one was going to ask him anything that was of any importance. So he's like, great.
So maybe his disdain for the press manifested itself in the form of his bowels acting up. And then you end up getting, like, that's basically him saying Albert. That's basically him yelling at Bert Breer.
And the last question was from Roach, and he seemed relieved at the end as he was smiling.
A quarterback in college.
The more I hear it, the more I'm saying fart.
I have the audio of Dan Roach speaking to him. Here it is.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Better now.
Yeah.
Big lunch.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
That's a fart. Okay. I'm ruling fart.
See, there's no question that that's a fart. There's no question. And that's the thing, too. Maybe he's gone next level. This is the year that we go from snorts, grunts, awkward silences, and now his new way of pissing off the media is to fart on them.
He's gone full grandpa, is what you're saying? It just doesn't matter anymore.
But is 69 old enough to fart without knowing it? Because that does happen at
a
certain age.
There's a line that you cross, and like, maybe this is it.
I thought it was like 73, 72.
Yeah.
We're getting some rulings in. Someone says, excellent Belichick fart. Quick release, explosive off the line, and smooth in transition back to his voice.
You see, here's the thing. You know, in the NFL, they go to instant replay, and you think it's one thing, but then you examine it frame by frame, and you're like, it's not what I thought. That's exactly what happened. That's a fart. I thought that was his voice, but we slowed it down.
Yeah, this
I
is
like it.
The,
we've gone under the hood, and I have a different feeling
this
about
the
this.
The Doak Walker of farts. A try hard that came out of the gate with people questioning it.
You know, his development from
Yeah, the beginning, it sounds like he might be about to say something, but that could be him pushing.
Yeah. The pause is always the dead giveaway. Like, I mean, that's how you get caught brown-handed. You just sit there. When you pause, that's the push, and that's the thrust, and there you go. There's no question.
That's a fart. It's certainly not a chair, so I'm saying that's a fart. That is a fart. All right, Bill Belichick farted.
Guilty, right. guilty.
Next time he does a press conference in the next, it'll probably 3 months from now, people have to ask him, did you fart during the last... Dan, it's on you, Dan Roach. It is on you. You have to ask Bill Belichick if he farted. We've asked Danny Ainge if Brad Stevens farted. We put in the legwork. Yeah. You're going to have to do it. So you do say it's a fart, John.
Yes.
All right.
I said upon review, when you slowed it down, I had my mind changed. Originally, I thought that was something vocal as he started his sentence, but no, I'm with you now.
A
fart.
It's a 5-1 ruling if you count the lower courts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think we all agree that
can't
a
appeal
fart.
This.
Nope.
So it's like, can we call Gene Steratore from New York on this one?
There's no need. We're as high as the courts get.
Yep.
Sterator would just be another lower court. It would be an appeals court, which doesn't, when you're with the Supreme Court, there's no appeal.
No.
There's no appeal system. All right. Well, fantastic. We've learned something today. He farted. All right, let's do the stack up next, and then we will have Jake DeBrus for you coming up at 9:35 rather.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Well, there's a full-on snowstorm here. Full-on, full-on gridlock just peeing down snow. Full-on. No joke, no hyperbole, just a full snowstorm.
Yep.
On April 16th. A snowstorm.
That's why April sucks.
It is bombing down snow. I can't get over
it. I mean, I was pissed it was going to be like a high of 72 some days in Hilton Head, but I mean, Jesus, at least it's not a snowstorm. My Lord.
Yeah. Although hope is it's going to be melted by, what, 3? It's going to hit the ground. I don't think it even stick it, is it?
No, not
well,
yet.
Well, I mean, but there's the matter of getting home.
It's just more depressing. It's like wildly depressing.
Well, it's also so bad here, Rich, it's going to be difficult to get home. I mean, I'm not joking around. I mean, it's like a blinding snowstorm right now.
We're not in the suburbs here. This is downtown Boston.
Yeah, it's a blinding snowstorm. Like, listen, I'm not like afraid, but I mean, it's going to take me 45 minutes to get home. I mean, it's going to be hard to see. I mean, New Ipswich is getting 7 inches.
Okay.
Sharon is getting 7 inches. Fitchburg is getting 2.2. You're not far from Fitchburg.
Just real quick, only because I looked at Mike and I was like, what? That Sharon, her line was on the New Hampshire Mass border. So that is Sharon, New Hampshire, not Sharon, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Particular 7 inches.
Yeah, jackpot zone is near Wachusett Mountain. Apparently.
There were towns that I'd never heard of that were on that
map.
Yeah,
North Ashburnham.
Yeah. And it probably sucks for Wachusett because they probably already closed, right?
Like, I have no idea.
I think most ski resorts right about now are closing down. So,
well, whatever moron would go try to catch this stupid wet snow, I mean, that's not going to do you any good.
I tried skiing one time on the last weekend of the year, and I think it was either the 1st or 2nd in April, and that was up in Vermont years ago. Oh, that was a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, you're basically just skiing on slush at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this snow's not going to stick. It's not a matter of it sticking. It's a matter of the visibility and you know, down here by the water, everything, it's puddles that go up to my doors. I have a low car. It goes up to my doors. I mean, listen, man, I don't know anyone wants to hear me bitch about the weather, but you're all going through it, too, and this is not good. How we're supposed to be
living. And by the way, I believe it was John who called me out and said, it never snows in April. Why do you not like April? I said,
you're right.
Always.
It was me.
It never snows
always.
In April.
It might have been me. I didn't think it snowed in April. It was probably me. I don't think it does.
Just think if you had the Bronco. Just think if you had the Ford Bronco. Yeah. You would have no trouble with
summer
this.
Of 2030, I'll be in my brand new 2021 Bronco.
All right. I know Nick's not in today, but there's got to be. Is he gone for the weekend? Because there's something we may need to send him to. He is? Okay. Well, that kind of stinks because, it's not till next month. I thought it was this weekend, but it is not. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems like there is wrestler tryouts happening.
Say mercy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just got the notice. Eddie Edwards Die Hard Dojo, School of Professional Wrestling, is having a tryout camp taking place May 22nd in Rockland, Massachusetts, the wrestling capital of America, Rockland, Massachusetts.
You need a PhD to get in.
It said participants of the first tryout camp will engage in drills and exercises that will be exclusive to the Die Hard Dojo curriculum, ranging from in-ring fundamentals to strength and conditioning training with cutting-edge machinery and technology. Now, do you honestly think Jay Stewart Sarge might want to try out for this?
I'm not thinking Jim.
I'm a brain, more of a manager.
I'm thinking like Sarge. That has Sarge all over it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could be a valet. I could hold the belt for the big fella.
They said dojo and hardcore, spelled with a K, training staff will determine if the diehard dojo program is right for them. If you're an athlete,
be willing to die.
In the ring, really?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
And never kayfabe. Out the ring, too.
Okay. So there you go. Apparently, there's all this tryout information, and looks like it's going to be in Rockland, Massachusetts next month, so we may need to send Nick out there to find out who these aspiring wrestlers are.
Yeah. South Shore kid, all you got to do is brave Route 3, and you're there.
South Shore kid. Okay, here's something that I don't know why more companies aren't doing this, or more movie studios or television studios are doing this. I know it sounds like a cop-out. There's been remakes. There's been reboots. What about redos? So we just had our very first successful redo with Zack Snyder's Justice League. It was a massive hit for HBO Max, and it got praised everywhere. So, of course, what ends up happening, all of these different companies take a look at maybe some things that didn't quite end the way they were supposed to and said, what if we remade either the movie or a certain season? John, you know where I'm getting?
Yes, I do, Rich. I mean, knowing you as I do, does it have to do with a certain actor whose first name is Sylvester?
No, it does not.
Is it two strangers that were in no ways perfect, but they were called perfect strangers?
All I know is Sylvester Stallone wants to redo Rocky IV and add more music videos to it.
Is it a Paul Reiser vehicle involving two dads?
No, it is not. There is a clamoring for a complete remake of season 8 of Game of Thrones.
I'm all in for that. They want to redo that? Absolutely, let's do that.
Why would you not do that?
Oh, yeah.
You know a ton of people are going to watch it.
My God, the last 6 episodes, looking back on it, they could have done about 8 million times more. So, yeah,
well,
let's do that.
Dan mentioned my ear do lost, and I was going to say, well, they couldn't because they're not smart enough.
Well, here's why it's such an easy gig is because after it's done, these writers get to hear it from everyone. What sucked about it? And maybe there was a theory out there that someone threw out there that was amazing. Like, why didn't I think of that? Now you can do it.
Yeah.
You have it's the hindsight's 2020. Yeah. You can polish your turd and do it all over again. And to be quite honest, John, you know, you as a Game of Thrones fan would love to watch them redo
yes,
the ending, right?
I just said it.
If you're an actor, do you do it? Is the
yes.
thing.
Yes. What's Kip doing now?
I know Kit Harington. I know Kit Harington would do it in a second. In a second.
What's Amelia Clark doing right now?
She's done a bunch of romantic comedy. She's finding her way. But Kit Harington would do it in a second. You'd have to convince Amelia Clark to come back.
Dude, they gave Zack Snyder like $70 million to fix the Justice League. You don't think that that wouldn't be one of the biggest money makers for HBO?
Oh, yeah.
If they did a complete redo of season 8?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other shows I would want to do that with. Like,
In all seriousness, you could not do Lost because it's more than the last season. I mean, you would have to literally redo Lost from the beginning.
Also, Lost was too long ago. People don't remember. Like, Game of Thrones is recent enough to where there would still be a desire for it. Like, you know, you'd watch it and go like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what's going on here. Lost was, what, 15 years ago?
No. I was on the air with you guys.
10 years ago.
Yeah, probably. No.
9 years ago, maybe. Yeah. Ten, whatever. Long enough ago, though.
Yeah. I mean, I could see this happening with something like The Last Skywalker, that, like, you know, the last Star Wars movie that just came out. Mm-hmm. Redo that. Nobody liked the
Yeah, it's got to be something like Game of Thrones, like you guys said. It's got to be something science fiction-y that there is a whole, you know, like off-air, online talking about it in chat rooms and stuff. It's got to be something that, because you really got to care. And
that's flush away thy chances.
That's right.
Maybe they could just go that it all came down to a toilet in a radio station.
Bird hath dropped thy deuce.
It could be like St. Elsewhere's ending. It could just be Bird staring at a toilet. And it's his imagination.
It all took place the whole in the swirling vortex.
Yes. And it just, at the end, there's a huge tidal wave and flood. And Bird finally flushed the toilet.
Beware thy royal vile stench of thy diarrhea?
God. That wasn't even being subtle.
I wonder why Felger and Maz left it to us to decide the fart court.
Sure.
Wonder if they thought maybe this is a little above us.
Behold the Kraken.
Yeah, it's like a crack.
Yes.
Pretty much. Somebody said, Rich, would you redo the season 2 of Twin Peaks, knowing your love for it? No, because he kind of got to do his thing.
He, in a million years, would never do that.
Although, he hated it because someone took it over from him. And like he just, it's not him. The last half of that season, except for the very ending, he had nothing to do with it. And it was awful. It was someone trying to be David Lynch, and it was embarrassing to see.
Yeah, because the thing with David Lynch that's frustrating, and right, he should do this, is that you'll go, well, what does this mean? And he'll go, like, well, what you think it means. I created this art for you to interpret it. It's not for me to tell you. And so, which is good for a David Lynch film, which you cannot do with something like Lost.
Can you imagine, though, this is all of a sudden a brand new... There's a ton of people kicking themselves now in Hollywood saying, here's a brand new revenue stream. Remember when reboots or prequels? Yeah. Prequels was kind of the big one. Everyone's like, oh, we'll do a prequel. I didn't know we could do that before. We had characters that were killed off that we can bring back. And then it was reboots. Everyone started doing that. But now, redos?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this could be all right. This could be all right.
Yeah. It's... And, yeah... Yeah, and
there's people on the phone who are saying The Sopranos. I liked the ending of The Sopranos.
No. They're not. Why would they screw with The Sopranos? Why would they redo The Sopranos? There's nothing to redo. And first of all, there might be a slight issue with redoing The Sopranos. Because I think there's a character who's no longer with us that might be a little important to redoing
that'd
things.
That'd be a problem, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. They should redo The Odd Couple, the movie.
Oh.
But just not make a new one, like redo it.
Ah.
Oh, but Lemon and Mathow are dead. Oh, they'll find a way. All right.
They've done that a few times.
Yeah. Well, no, what I'm saying about, like, if we're going to redo it with the same actors. All right. We'll be back with Jake DeBrusk. Maybe we'll see. Oh, we are. All right. So we'll have Jake DeBrusk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right now. It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jake DeBrusk with a chance to win it. DeBrusk wheels into the slot, shoots, he scores! A rocket top shelf by Dustin Tokarski. And the Boston Bruins will cascade off the bench. They win it 3-2 in the shootout over the Buffalo Sabres, and they've won all 3 matchups this year.
Cool. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. The Bruins get off the schneid against the Islanders last night. 4-1, and our friend Jake DeBrusk was out there.
What, you got an ice cream man behind you? What's going on?
It's a mind control device.
Sorry, boys. I'm driving through the snow right now.
Yeah. Runs you home, huh?
Like you never left Edmonton. Welcome.
Yeah, pretty much, eh?
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
I'm looking forward to hell on earth when I get out of here. Protect yourself. You don't need to get injured in this garbage.
Of course. Speaking of Edmonton, did I read that Taylor Hall was like your favorite player growing up? Is that true?
I would say he was definitely one of my favorite players growing up. I mean, he was... the hometown team, he was our first overall pick, I think he was our first one. Obviously, it was a couple tough years there for the Blues in general. He was definitely a player that had a lot of hype and excitement about. So that's kind of what I meant by that. I mean, There's a lot of great players out there, but he was definitely one that kind of hit home.
How disappointing.
Have you told him that? And was it weird when you told him?
I haven't told him that, no. I usually keep that to myself, to be honest.
You just told it to Rich.
Can't give away your cards like that fast, you know? Can't give away your cards that fast.
They say never meet your heroes. How disappointing was it to meet Taylor Hall?
Not at all, man. It's been a crazy couple days, I'll admit that.
So you're... You got to be psyched you didn't get traded. I mean, your name was all over getting traded up there in Canada where the websites ended in .ca.
Yes.
Everyone had you getting traded, and here you are. You didn't get traded. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, even some places or some media around here, too, to be honest. Usually that's the ones that I've heard or seen the most rumors. Definitely very happy I'm still here. I mean... this year probably was the year that I've had the most. I've had it every year probably since I've been here, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's part of being a professional hockey player. It's something that you got to deal with, and I'm definitely very happy. You know, obviously getting Taylor and Curtis and Riles there, still being here. You know, it's one of those things that I want to take advantage of, and do anything I can to help us get in the playoffs and so forth.
Is it tough to stay off of like social media when it's trade, like when the trade rumors are out there, or are you looking for any information that you can get? Because sometimes the people who are the reporters know even before the players do.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird, to be honest with you, especially nowadays, because there's so many, you know, troll accounts and haters out there. So it's one of those things that you can't necessarily take it too seriously, but I look at kind of who's tweeting it, if it's certain people in media, certain things that, kind of are cues and stuff like that. I didn't really look too much. I didn't look for it, if that makes any sense. I feel like that's just kind of productive if you're looking for a trade rumors. You know, I didn't want to get traded, so those are things I was looking for. But it's one of those things that come up, and it's a little bit intense on trade deadline itself, but, got out of it alive.
Is there any...
Who's the biggest hater? Like, you're saying there's a lot of haters out there. Like, who's the biggest one that that you speak of?
I actually don't know. I don't necessarily know who is the biggest one.
You know. Who is it? Who's the guy that you know just it's like pisses you off the most in the media?
In the media? Oh, I don't know about the media, no. I mean, that's a different category, I would say, but... I wouldn't call anyone out in the media. I mean, everyone does their job to do, and I understand it. I haven't necessarily been the greatest of years, so I get that. That's all fair and fine.
All right, has a famous woman ever DM'd you?
Has a famous woman ever DM'd me?
Yeah.
I'd say no.
Have you ever met a woman through DM, that like a hot chick like DM'd you, and then you were like, oh, hey.
Where is this going, boys?
Well, you were talking about social media, and I would think that if you're a young, rich athlete...
you're a professional athlete.
Yeah, people would DM you would be interesting. The only DM is I get are from dudes.
No, we're not leading you anywhere. We're just curious.
Yeah, I mean, you're a young man on the town. I mean,
I'd say yes to that.
Okay, well, that's where, because, I would have gotten tons of them, but that's, I always think that this would have affected me, but if obviously no one would have DM'd me, but I always think of, like, how nice that would have been, like, when I first got into radio, if there was the ability to DM people, because, you would have to trust a girl on the request line. And bring her up to the station. That was a very dangerous proposition. You could not see her. You didn't know if she had a club foot or something. You didn't know anything. But well, that's good. It's good to know you're getting laid.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat.
it's nice to know that that's happening. So how long is there anything you... that you guys can do for, because these guys all got traded and then they were playing the day after. There was a day to travel and then they got here. Is there anything that you guys can do? Do you go out of your way to talk to these guys and to get their feet wet with everything that's going on, or is that just something that has to naturally evolve?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that it's more so natural and a little bit of, you know, it's only been a couple of days, right? So you don't want to be all in their ear or, you know, kind of annoying in a way. But, you know, you say hi and stuff like that, introduce yourself and try to crack some, you know, jokes and stuff like that, whether it's in practice. We have, I think, two practices now with them and stuff like that. And it seems like they've been all pretty open and good guys. And I think they've all been traded before, so it's not their first time, if that makes any sense. So they kind of understand. It's a different year. It's a different year in a sense of there's no necessarily like team dinners or team bonding experiences. So it's kind of one of those things where practices or these days where we go to the rink are really emphasized. I'm just kind of hanging out and try to get to know guys. You know, it's one of those things where it's kind of hard. I found that even guys like Smitty and Denori, a couple other guys throughout this year, it takes a little bit of time to kind of fully get comfortable. So our job is just to make them feel comfortable. It's kind of a weird thing, but everyone's their own person too, right? So you just try to take little cues.
So there was, we used to have Sean Thornton on the show a lot, and one thing that he was known for, he had a nickname, the Sean Father, because anytime a new player was traded to the team or showed up on the team, Sean was this guy who would, through his connections, try to find them a place to stay, try to get them a car. I mean, like, he was this person who was basically, when you come into town, I'm going to do these, help you with the little things to get you settled that aren't the hockey part of the hockey side of it. Is there a guy on the team who now is taking over those duties?
The Sean Father, that's awesome. Flory's a beauty. I love Flory. He used to play with my dad, actually. I think they were roommates. I don't know where, but I want to say Norfolk, maybe. But I know Flory a little bit. He's a good guy. I would say to the question, though, we actually have a girl named Allie who kind of does all that stuff for us where it comes to you know, places to live and stuff like that. And usually it's around close to the guys. So I actually don't know exactly where they're posted up right now. But I'd say that I think there's only one Sean or one Thornton out there.
Yeah, he really weaseled his way into everything. He was one of these guys that worked hard for the freebies.
And he was awesome.
Yeah. Sean's great. He's the best.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We love Sean.
Yeah, but I mean, of course everyone loves Sean. But he'll tell you this, too. And he was a fourth liner, but he was making like $2.5, $3 million a year as a fourth liner. And he still spent all his time trying to weasel free things out of people. It was really something else. I mean, he'd show up at the fair. He would do anything you needed.
You can't knock the hustle on Sean Thornton. There
yeah, sure you can. You can certainly
be a good pro. Right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did your dad and him ever fight? I know they were friends. Did they ever get to fight?
I actually don't think they did. I don't think they ever fought with each other. I think they definitely kind of practiced some stuff in practice, but I don't think they fought, no. I don't think they ran into each other, to be honest with you. I'll have to look that up, though. I haven't been told about it, so that probably means that they did 31, but I really don't.
well, I know that Char used to have, like, I think he just started buying condos over in the North End, and whenever players would come in, he would just, like, you stay in my condo, you pay me rent. And he would just, and that's where people would stay, like new players. They would stay there for however many months until they were done, and then Char would give it to another person. I wasn't sure if there's anyone else like that who took up the slack on the team.
Yeah, I don't think there is, to be honest. Not the way that, like you just mentioned, because you're right, Z did have a couple places in the North End. Guys are staying there. But those spots are taken, I guess, right now. So it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different in a way.
All right, well, listen, Jake DeBrusque, it's nice to know that you have a healthy sex life and that... the new players are acclimating. You're 2-0. You beat the Islanders handily. That was a great game last night.
You had the game winning shootout goal the other night.
Yep.
That's got to feel good.
Cheers, boys. Cheers to that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Are you surprised? We were talking about this. Are you surprised that there are players that on the ice as hockey players when it's 5-on-5 are astounding on the ice, but they can, like, not be any good at shootouts?
Yeah, it's shootouts itself or by itself are a weird thing. You know, sometimes you can have a great game, and then the shooter, you don't. It's kind of complicated. It's weird without the amount of fans. That makes any sense. It's a different year, and we've previously struggled in shootouts. I think historically, have we not? So
Yeah, lately.
It is interesting. That's like, it's one of those things that there's some guys that are kind of made for it, and there's some guys that aren't. But it goes by years. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to read because sometimes it can be just hot, and sometimes you can honestly just not be. There's no in between.
Yeah, you're, at least it's going better than normal this year, so that's good.
Oh yeah.
So all right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, we need those points, you know. We need the extra points, especially now, right?
Yeah, this year is crazy. You got put in a very difficult division. It's they're definitely going to need all the points you can get. Well, listen, Jake DeBrusk, it's always a pleasure, sir. Enjoy yourself. Keep the winning going, and we appreciate it every time you call.
Appreciate it, boys. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. There you go, Jake DeBrusk. All right, so Vegas has come out with its over-under win totals. For the NFL, and they have New England.
Can I guess the Patriots?
You may.
8.5.
9.
They just got a straight up 9? There's no half
there?
Yeah,
straight up 9.
It is a straight up 9.
Wow. Okay.
They have, which I agree with, they have the Dolphins. Anyone care to guess the Dolphins? Rich, I guess John Cena.
8.5.
9.
Wow.
You care to guess the Bills?
10.
10.5.
All right.
And then would you care to guess the Jets to finish out the division?
6.
You have hit 6. And
nice.
I believe 6 is as low as it goes.
In the NFL?
Yes.
That can't be right. There's got to be a team.
Oh, no. Houston is 5.
Oh, they have even with Deshaun.
And Jacksonville 6.
You don't know what the NFL investigation is going to uncover and how much they'll suspend him for. And even if he does
remember,
play,
there's 17 games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah, so there's an extra. But still, even then, you'd think the total would be higher if it's 17 games, the win total.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's even worse.
Yeah.
And the Lions are 5.
Okay. Oh, wow. The Deshaun stuff, by the way, we haven't talked a lot about
it. I'd pound the over with the Lions. I mean, I know that they got rid of Stafford, but they have Goff.
5-12.
Bad.
5-12.
Now, woof.
Yep. Yeah, really,
that's bad.
Yeah, it is.
They'd
have
to really fall apart. Well, they have a dumb coach.
These are the Detroit Lions we're talking about.
The Detroit Lions are a really, really bad team, but, I mean, say 5 wins would normally be 4.5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than that. They're better than the worst team in the league.
Okay. Where do they got the Bucks at?
Bucks are 11.5, I think.
Yeah. They might be.
Well, that doesn't even sound like that much. Now that you mentioned, I forgot there's 17.
Green Bay is 11. Okay. You got New Orleans at 9.5. Arizona's at 8. The Rams are at 10.5. 49ers at 10. Seahawks at 10. The Seahawks might fall apart this year. There's a chance that team might fall apart with all their. They were the first one to jump on this no training camp shenanigans, and then the whole Russell Wilson thing and his feud with the coaching staff.
Yeah, there's a chance. Yeah,
now we're up to what, 7, 8, 9 teams that aren't going to go to OTAs next week.
I think the Bears said something yesterday
that there was players aren't going to the OTAs.
Players.
It's not teams aren't going to the OTAs.
No,
players are not going to the OTAs.
There are like 2 more teams. There'll I think yesterday mentioned that.
Plenty of players at the OTAs, believe
but,
me.
But that Deshaun stuff, I mean, there's just been so much stuff that's come out. Like that, it's just getting worse by the day. I mean, he's got to be suspended, right? I mean,
For what? Because right now, for what? There's no criminal charges. There's no way you should.
It doesn't matter.
No,
Antonio Brown was suspended, and he didn't have criminal charges.
I think he did. The throwing stuff out the window and almost killing the kid.
I think it was civil stuff. I don't think that was like
all I know is that I would be very uncomfortable if I'm the NFL suspending Deshaun Watson for what he's being accused of in civil court.
Well, no, it's not that. I don't think it has anything to do with the NFL is conducting its own independent investigation.
I understand that,
and
but
maybe they uncover something.
I'm not based on what, but I what he's done is completely unsavory and strange and psychotic.
Yes.
But I don't know what the letter of the law is.
But there are women who have actually put their names to it now.
I understand and are that,
filing
but
suits.
But they, but they've. I don't know if what he did is illegal. Is what I'm saying.
But it all, it, like it always does. It's going to come down to the commissioner and his ruling.
I understand
and how he feels.
I'm
about
giving
it.
You my opinion. Yeah. Is I think it's very dangerous based on civil suits where it's like kind of a gray area.
Well, Fred, I mean, there's been a precedent that's been set by the league that just the league can take somebody off the field and pay them while they're trying to figure things out.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And go through all
that.
This. And it sounds like the Deshaun Watson one, there's so much coming out about it that the Heat's probably more than they want to deal with. So I couldn't you see them doing that, removing him from the field just so they can talk about
it? Oh, I could see him doing it. I just don't think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't think it's the right thing to do. I think that I all of this is weird. You had a weird lawyer with a weird history start grandstanding, and then all of a sudden he's got all these clients, and I'm not positive what went on, and it, all of it sounds real strange, and I've never heard of anything like this. I've never heard of anything like it. Mm. It's all very sensational and strange, and I don't get it.
The more and more that comes out, it makes it less sensational. Like, the sheer amount of people and people putting their names to it.
I know, but the things he did it's not your classic cases. It's weird. The whole thing's weird. Whatever. You guys can talk about it next week, because I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I will be gone next week.
Where are you going?
I am going to Hilton Head, South Carolina, where it is.
Money.
Huh?
Can't hide morning money.
That's right. You can't hide morning money. It is St. Bart's. St. Bart's North is Hilton Head, South Carolina. Listen, Rich's mom has retired just minutes away from there, and
not too far from there.
And she is in the lap of luxury
with all the old upside down pineapple.
Just say swingers as far as the eye can see.
Right. Swinging and STDs.
That's why my parents wanted to go there. They are looking to spice things up.
What's up, so you all right?
All right, that'll do it for us. Joe Murray will be in next week.
Yes,
and so it will be the Rich and Wallach Show featuring Joe Murray. And that'll do it for us. Everyone enjoy the snow. It looks like it's going to be a fun day home. Fun ride home. All right, that's going to do it for us. Everyone have a great weekend and week. Bye.
I think ultimately, I got the bug.
You know, I got the bug for business.
It is what it is, bro.
I think ultimately, at the end of the day, I got the bug. You know, I got the bug for business.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.